I think we got to give another round of applause for that American stud. Absolutely. You know, I don't think people understand that this is one of two remaining men who did not only North Africa, but Sicily and Omaha. All right, think about that. That's three more landings than any normal person needs to ever do in their lifetime. You're a testament to setting that bar high in the Big Red One. God bless you for your service. You know, the United States Marine Corps prides themselves on amphibious landings. That's what they do. That's who they are. This guy got a three-hour block of instruction and a Hershey bar. Turns out when that ramp drops, you run straight and shoot. And you did that. And God bless you for doing that. You know, one of the things that I'm really proud of, the greatest thing I've ever done in my life was join the Army. Second thing was become a United States infantryman. And I don't know how that's even possible to do unless you're a part of something that's bigger than yourself. And this Big Red One, I mean, we got our own movie, right? We have our own movie. And, you know, nobody seemed to question why Lee Marvin was a 49-year-old squad leader with white hair, but there was a suspension of disbelief. But I learned a whole lot. One of the things that's important about everywhere the Big Red One has gone, you will see that the world has changed. And that's because the Big Red One has been at the tip of the spear in every major fight this country has ever seen. There's a lot of things that I've learned from my elders. And one of those generations that's very special to me is that Vietnam generation. Because not only did you protect us from so much of the shame that you endured yourself, but every day you give us wisdom. And every day you teach us, you know, the toughest part about our experience, the intestinal fortitude, the valor, it's when you come home. It's when you come home and you acknowledge that we have to live every single day of our lives for the men and women that we weren't able to bring home. That's our job, is to remind Americans, not so much of the combat experience, but there is something greater than you. There's something more important than you. And this country and this division and the blood that was shed that makes this the Big Red One. The most important part of those three words is the red of the blood of the sacrifice that America is more worthy than their own tomorrows. Think about that. Just raise your hand if you lost someone in combat. Now look around that room. No, keep them up. Keep them up. Look around that room. See that for a second. Of all of the things that you endured in a combat zone, of all of the feelings and the emotions that you went through in those stressful times, most stressful times in our life, the one thing that we never thought that we would see under fire is God's grace and love. There is love on a battlefield. There are people that sacrifice themselves for us. People might not understand the reasons why we go to war. They might want to put the policy above the valor. So be it. Whatever it takes for you to go to sleep at night. But for us, we know in our hearts that those men, they died so that we could come home. They died for our tomorrow. And if you don't understand that at Berkeley, you don't understand that at your local community college, I don't care about you. I care about this country. I care about this army. I care about the veterans who came before us to set the standard high. That bar you set in Vietnam, in the Gulf War, hey, 1st Infantry Division went left, Saddam followed. That's what happened. Everywhere the Big Red One goes, one of the coolest things in the world is when the enemy called us Wahed Mushat. That meant something. It meant something in World War I. It meant something in World War II. And God knows Vietnam and every other war that America has fought with the Big Red One shows up on the battlefield. 13,500 men. And they're with us every single day. And it takes a lot to wake up and to realize that we have to live for them. We have to remind people why this great experiment has to continue on. Why it's so important that young men and women decide to join the United States military, because the next threat is right around the corner. And we're going to tell the stories of the Normandy Beach landing. We're going to tell the stories of Vietnam in 67, 68. We're going to tell the stories of the Gulf War and Iraq and Afghanistan. And we will inspire some. We won't motivate others. But you know what? They're still going to enjoy that liberty. They're still going to enjoy that country because they're part of our team. Where would America be without the Big Red One? God bless the men and women that we have lost and their families. They're with us every single day. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where you'd rather be. But, I mean, is it not just fantastic to be a veteran of the greatest fighting force this world has ever seen? You know, you could ask the enemy. There ain't a whole lot available for comment, are there? No, sir. God bless you all. Thank you very much. And, sir, thank you for everything you represent. God bless the Big Red One.